Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marcy Cheek, and this is my show. Say what? When? Where? And the question I've asked my whole life, why? And I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm going to talk about true love. This morning I went out into the yard and I turned my face up to the sun and I just breathed into my body the warmth of the sun. And then I opened my mouth and I took a big gulp of sunlight and just swallowed it. And then I just breathed and I gulped. And I breathed and I gulped. And as I breathed the warmth of the sunlight and as I took big bites of the sunlight and swallowed it, I just felt so loved. And I asked the sun, what is love? Is this true love? And at the end of this program tonight, I'm going to read to you what the sun gave me to share with you. But if you've listened to some of my other shows in the past, you might have listened to two of my shows that are in the archives that are called The Mistress and The Mistress Part 2. And on these shows, I told the story of a 7-year relationship I had with a married man. I had met him at a singles sailing club down in San Diego that had an application that you filled out, which had a place where you checked that you were single, and then you signed your name that was swearing that you were telling the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So, of course, when I met him, I thought he was single. For the first year, entire year of our relationship, I didn't know that he was married because his wife lived in another state. And eventually, I just learned that all of those business trips that he took were visits to the wife to see his children. Now, he had the most powerful line to hook up with a woman that has ever been used in the history of mankind. He said, I am looking for my true love, and when I find her, I will take the steps that are necessary for us to be together. And then when the woman finds out that he's married, which she eventually does find out because he premeditatively prepares the time for you to find out. It's all in the plan. And then when I found out, I was trapped. I was trapped by those words. True love. True love. True love. They just wrapped themselves around me and around me and around me, and I wanted true love more than anything else I had ever wanted in my whole life. I had been desperately looking for true love my whole life. At the very beginning of my life, when my mother found out she was pregnant, she considered having an abortion because my father had left her when he found out she was pregnant. And I had so many questions. Well, first of all, why doesn't he want me? And now, why doesn't she want me? What did I do? Am I just a mistake? I had gone to the halls of incarnation, and I had picked my mother and my father for their combination of genetic materials that would provide me with the natural body, the scope of intelligence, the emotional capacity to love and to be loved, and a lineage of spiritual teachers and leaders as my solid foundations on which to have this life. And now neither one of them wants me to come. And I pondered this in my heart as I waited in the halls of incarnation for their final decisions. And then my mother decided to let me come. And soon I was visiting her womb on a regular basis, becoming familiar and preparing to breathe that breath of life when I was born, and then to be able to enter into my soul's eternal journey for this lifetime. And then I made that burst out of my mother's world in that dramatic cosmic separation. And I was put to her breast, and I felt her arms around me. And in that those early times, I felt true love. And I was a very pretty child with big dimples, and my mother's friends were all oohing and aahing about how beautiful I was. And my mother began to feel better about me being here. And her father, my grandfather, took care of us, and we were happy. But then things changed, and my mother married again and had another child, and then another child. And then another child. And soon, there were just so many others that needed mother's love. And very early on, mother began to put me in charge of the other children. And she forced me into a leadership role over the other children, into areas of responsibility beyond my child level of experience. And I just began reaping consequences of my actions that seemed so unfair and so uncalled for. And then she began screaming at me, and there were spankings and more judgments and more repercussions that began to create a land of no love at all. No more true love. No love at all, just work. And yelling, and more work, and screaming, and more work, and switchings. And soon, all that made even the tiniest moment of hope for me to be able to survive was just to think about how soon I could get out of there. And I ran away at 13 years old. And when they was caught and returned to the home, it was decided that I should go live with my aunt. And when I graduated from high school, I had earned a scholarship to go to college, and I determined that I would find me a husband so that I would never have to go back to what was so intolerable. And I did. My decision to say yes to get married was based on my impeccable scrutiny of each man's possibilities of being a successful man and to earn a good living and provide me with a home and security. It had nothing to do with true love. Like the song says, what's love got to do with it? This is business, serious business. This is survival, plain and simple. You know, even today, in a time when a woman has more freedom to think in terms of being independent and self-sufficient and having a career and going up the corporate ladder and making money, good money today, there are still desperate women living at this survival level, women who are just trying to make it any way that they can. There was a story this week on television about a woman who was living in her car with her two kids, and the towing company had come to repossess the car. Now, I have a tow truck business in Nebraska, and I like to watch this reality show because we run into a lot of the same stories in our tow truck business that's on this reality show, but we have never run into this situation. The driver of the tow truck began to hook up the car when he realized there were three people in it. So he knocked on the door, and the woman fearfully rolled down the window just a tiny bit and in terror asked what he wanted. And he said, "Who are you? What are you doing in this car?" And she said she was living in the car with her two children, and she begged him not to take it. Well, the tow truck driver was astounded, and he got on his cell phone, called his wife, and he asked her if he could bring the woman and her two kids home with him. And she said yes. And then the two of them arranged for the woman and the children to go to a local shelter for the homeless, where there were procedures in place to help her in her desperate life. And I would bet my last dollar that this woman got those two kids in desperate attempts to be united in true love with a someone. Now, I got married with a full and unalterable decision to not ever be in a desperate situation again in my life. And I lived in the safety and security of my husband's provision for 17 years. He had a successful law practice. We had three children. We participated in our local community. He was a precinct committeeman. I had a Girl Scout troop. We attended our local church. And we lived a normal and predictable life. Our political endeavors had earned my husband the job as chairman of the industrial board for the state we lived in. And then he was later appointed a circuit court judge. And then one day, my husband came home from work early and sat me down in the living room and said, "Do you love me?" And I said, "Well, where is this coming from? What do you mean, do I love you?" And I stood up and turned my back and began to walk away, saying, "Well, what makes you think I don't love you?" And he came after me and took me by the shoulders and turned me to face him, and eyeball to eyeball, he said, "Do you love me?" Well, what was I to say? Do I confess that I picked him as my husband because I thought he would make more money than the other two guys who had asked me to marry them? And I frantically searched my heart to see what was really in there, and I realized I couldn't get into my heart. There was a huge stone wall all around my heart, and there was no door anywhere, no door to get in. And I lowered my eyes, and my shoulders slumped, and right then and there he said, "I knew it. You don't love me." And he stormed out of the house. And a week later, I got divorce papers served to me at noon. And when my children got home from school that day, I told them that Daddy wouldn't be coming home anymore. And my daughter screamed at me, "What do you mean Daddy isn't coming home anymore, Mother?" And my son's eyes were filled with fear, and he went to his sister's side and held on to her as she continued screaming, "What has happened? I went to school this morning and everything was perfect. And now you say that nothing's ever going to be the same anymore? What has happened?" And there they stood, demanding explanations. And I heard my youngest child beginning to cry, as apparently the screaming had awakened her from her nap. And I went to her bedroom to pick her up from her crib. And there I was, with three children, looking to me for answers. And I didn't have any. And for the next 4 years, that was the way it was. Me and the kids living in extremely different conditions from what we had been used to, very difficult, barely getting along, scraping through from 1 week to the next, because in those days, child support was very minimal and there was nothing for me, and my $5 an hour secretary job hardly provided for the bare necessities. Well, I thank God that a decent gentleman came along in my life that helped me to raise my three kids, and he and I made a contract. There's no true love here, this was at still at the survival level. I would help him be successful in business, and he would help me get my children raised. And I moved in with him, and we were together for 12 years. He became very successful in his business, and my children and I had a more normal and safe and secure family-style environment. And then when my youngest child got married and headed to San Diego, California with her new Navy husband, I had an inner knowing that I was going to be moving to California. And a year later, I moved to San Diego, and that was in 1986. All those years getting my kids raised, I had felt so guilty about how my kids didn't really deserve to go through what we had to go through. They had chosen me and their dad to be their parents, just like I had chosen my mother and my father to be my parents. And it wasn't fair that I didn't get to know my dad, and it wasn't fair that my kids didn't get to benefit from the perfect life that their father and I had created for ourselves and for them. It wasn't fair that their father decided he needed some kind of true love in his life that he felt he didn't get from me. And as it turned out, he never did find the true love he was looking for. And after a series of relationships with three different women, he ended up dying in an alcoholic coma at a vacation spot with a drunken girlfriend. So in 1986, when I moved to California, my stone heart totally tucked away in the farthest reaches of my soul. Now I pretty much decided that finally I'd gotten these three kids raised, and now I could breathe a sigh of relief. Phew, I did it. And now what? And along came this married man and used those tantalizing words, those seducing words, those words that knocked upon my stone heart. I am looking for my true love, and when I find her, I will take the steps for us to be together. And I was caught, hook, line, and sinker, trapped, addicted. I had to have this true love. I had to have this true love now. But you know what? Someone who starts a relationship with a lie can never provide true love. Truth and lies are not compatible. They can say they're looking for true love, but a liar can never be a true love. Truth and lies are the opposite of one another. So after far too long, I finally woke up and I saw the hypnotic trance that I was living in, the lies and the unfulfilled promises that kept me hoping against hope that there might still be a chance for true love. And I took my stone heart in my disappointed soul and I walked away and moved to Orange County and started my wedding business. Because if I couldn't have true love myself, I would help others who thought that they had found true love. I would help them have the most wonderful wedding and send them on their way to be happy. And that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years. And weekend after weekend, day after day, I just have entered in to the love that brought together those two souls standing before me. And I enter into that moment when they are the most in love in their whole life, when she is the most beautiful, and when he feels the most like a whole man. And I say those wondrous, mystical words, I now declare you to be husband and wife. And I think that most people do think that when they get married at that moment, they are with their true love. They have found true love. They have found true love in the magical kingdoms of Earthdom. When the white knight does come up on his white horse and sweeps his true love up into his arms, and they gallop away together to the land of enchantment and golden dreams. true love its arms around us, making us feel safe. True love is always knowing that someone is there and will always be there. True love is feeling like we are treasured and the only one who matters to the one who loves us. Well, if this is true love, why doesn't it last? Why are there so many divorces? Isn't true love forever and ever? How can it be true at one time and not true at another time? This can't be true love. And I looked true love up on Google, and I was pretty much disgusted by what was listed as the definitions. I kid you not, most of the woman's definitions did reflect the idea of the prince who comes and takes you forever to a place of constant happiness and bliss. And if the men weren't equating true love with suffering, they thought in terms of sexual satisfaction, a good meal, and a cold six-pack in the refrigerator. However, I did find a few definitions that seemed worthy of repeating. And here they are. True love stories never have endings. True love is quiet, without banners or flashing lights. True love sees an imperfect person perfectly. True love doesn't come to you, it has to be inside of you. Julie Roberts said that one. True love is getting without getting in return. It's giving what is not owed. True love is never based on fair exchange. True love has no need. True love is a mirror to be held up to yourself daily. Jennifer Aniston said that one. True love is eternal, infinite, and always like itself. It is equal and pure, without violence or competition. True love never says should, ought, if, or but. If you loved me, you would da-da-da. I will love you if da-da-da. I love you, but da-da-da. If you loved me, you ought to da-da-da. And finally, true love never compromises. You know, I could do a whole show on that word. Compromise. But for tonight, in talking about true love, I think that we have been taught that true love is compromise. And I want to say that true love never compromises. So, in order to get more deeply into the more subconscious and subliminal ideas as a human race, and what we know about true love, let's talk to our sun, our great central sun, and see if we can discover what the sun's idea is about true love. Well, certainly the sun never looks for something in return for giving us its warmth every day. The sun is eternal, infinite, and always like itself. The sun warms the earth for everybody, not just the good people. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. You know, the sun loves the Camp Hood shooter as much as the fireman who saved a widow's precious things. The sun is steady, constant, ever-present, dependable, does its job faithfully, without error and without interruption. The sun works together with all the other suns in its area, and the sun never complains or wants to do something different. The sun gives unrelenting, never-ending support that encourages us and challenges us to be all that we can be. The sun manifests its purpose within the eternal realms of the revolutions of creation to execute its divine commandment to let there be light without any judgment, without criticism, without need for validation. It is pure and sacred without a hidden agenda. And as the earth turns, creating day and night, and we go to sleep, the sun is faithfully and steadfastly shining and warming and nourishing the people on the other side of the earth. And as the earth moves up and down on its axis, creating winter and summer and spring and fall, the sun just stands in its place. And with the neutrality of its true love, it shines. The sun needs nothing. Its power to execute its divine commandment comes from within itself. The sun, therefore, is able to fulfill its purpose and be the blessing to us all because of its wholeness. And from the sun's great treasure of true love, the sun loves us with unending true love each and every day. The sun never compromises itself in providing its warmth. So let's think about that for a moment. What if the sun did compromise itself, even for just 1 minute? What if the sun decided to turn off its light and its warmth? It's already being understood that lack of sunlight causes most diseases in the human body. And we are learning how important it is for us to go outside and particularly to expose as much of our body as we can to the direct sunlight so that we can absorb the nourishment of the sun's rays. Just 15 minutes in the sun's light every day, which provides the pure radiation, will ensure that you never have cancer. The sun's light produces a pure radiation that neutralizes all negative energies and releases all dis-ease in the body back to the original elementals that can then recreate homeostasis in your body. Our media here, not so much in Europe and Asia, but in the United States, has made the sun our enemy. And whole industries have sprung up to produce products that keep us from getting the nourishment we need from the sun. The sun's not an enemy. The sun is the prime provider that creates the environment we have here on Earth to be able to live a rich and productive life. The sun knows how the power that it has is so important for us. That is why the sun would never compromise itself in any way in being what it is. And we can learn such an important precept here about true love. True love never compromises itself. So, true love starts with us loving ourselves and never compromising ourselves. We are also such an important part of everything, to the extent that if we compromised ourselves, everything and everybody around us is then compromised and can't act in the fullness of their power. When our individuality is compromised, everyone's power is compromised. And everybody and everything is diminished. And then together we create a society of people who are sapped of their creativity, who are drained and feel useless, who are depressed and anxious and sick and tired. Because compromise creates chaos, confusion, and commonness. Compromise enables failure, compromise kills the individual. Compromise is deadly. And true love never compromises. True love stands like the sun. And true love fulfills its purpose no matter what. No shoulds, no oughts, no ifs, no buts, no whys, no whens, no nos, and no maybes. True love is true. And I asked the sun what it would like for me to tell you tonight. And here is the message from the sun. I am here to protect and keep your earth a safe place for you. You do not need to be afraid of me. My energy enables you. Without my light, you would perish. I am your constant source of stable conditions so you can experience your life. I am always here for you. I am dedicated to being your dependable, pure, and true friend. I am your true love. Come into my presence every day and let my love warm you and nourish you. I will enlighten your intelligence with wisdoms and clarity. I will calm your emotional fields. I will revitalize your human creation codes to operate your divine blueprint. I will transmute poisons and harmful bacterias and compromising pathogens. I will correct and energize your systems with radiant true love. Sit in my presence. Feel my true love for you. You and I are one. My true love for you is forever and ever. My music is by VisionaryMusic.com. Music designed to enlighten you and help you make any changes that you would like to make in your life. And now this is Marcy Ann, and in the wonderful words of the Hawaiian people, I'm going to say aloha, hello, goodbye, and I love you.